Hi everyone, I'm Dave Chapman and you're listening to The Science of Social Media, a weekly social media podcast from Buffer covering all the latest stories, insights, experimentation and learnings to help you and your brand succeed online.
Welcome to episode number 175. I'm Heather May Pustai and today we're discussing one of the hottest trends in social media. We're talking social commerce. Find out the latest on what it is, what it looks like, and how you can make the most of this buzzworthy new channel to further your brand and your business.
Social commerce is an especially fun topic to talk about during the holiday season, and shopping is on everyone's minds. Definitely it's on mine. We'll go deep on the current state of social commerce, plus give you tips on ways to get started right now.
A warm welcome to the show, everyone. Let's kick it off. Heard of social commerce before, but never quite understood what it meant exactly, you're not alone. The term is popular, but the practice itself is still somewhat new and underutilized. So let's start with a definition. What is social commerce?
Social commerce is selling products directly within the social media platforms. So this is different than social media marketing, where you might try to drive referral traffic from social media to a website or online store. With social commerce, the store and the entire shopping experience happens without the customer ever leaving the social media site.
Exactly, and we are seeing this more and more. There are a ton of benefits to this, as you might imagine. It's a far more streamlined process, especially when you can enjoy things like chatbot checkouts and autofill payments and delivery details. There are fewer clicks and taps with social commerce than with traditional e-commerce through a web store.
The efficiency of the social commerce purchase journey far outdoes the typical e-commerce purchase. I love those autofill payments. They're so convenient. There's a really great blog post on BigCommerce about this, which we'll link to in the show notes at buffer.com/podcast. Basically, the math goes like this. If you have a traditional website and store, let's say you get 10,000 visitors to the site. Of that group, 25% give you their email address. When you send that group an email, 25% of them open it, and then 5% of those who open the email click on the link in the email. And 3% of those clicks end up buying something, which becomes a grand total of one purchase after starting with 10,000 visitors.
That doesn't sound super efficient, does it? Now, compare that with a hypothetical social commerce journey. Let's take a Messenger chatbot, for instance. Start with 10,000 chatbot visitors. Of that group, you can message 99% of them. Open rates are quite high for chatbots, and they hang around 75%. So from that group that sees your message and opens it, let's say that 48% click through and then 1% purchase something. That's a total of 35 purchases, which is quite an improvement from just that one purchase in the website example.
Now, it obviously goes without saying that your mileage may vary here. These are just example numbers, but hopefully they highlight some of the advantages of the ease and efficiency of social commerce. There's also a strong case to be made on the qualitative side of things. Andrew Weber of Tokometrics, writing on Marketing Land, points out that there are really four separate stages of the shopping experience. These are convenience, shopping as play, shopping as exploration, and shopping as entertainment. Andrew says, quote, "Today's e-commerce channels mainly fulfill items 1 and 2, while 3 and 4 are more future-looking trends to build towards. Social commerce delivers on both of them much more readily than traditional e-commerce channels because it is a much more natural extension of existing consumer behavior," unquote.
Speaking of existing consumer behavior, it's become widely known just how much consumers are shifting to social and mobile as primary means of content consumption and product discovery. This year, time spent on mobile devices is estimated to surpass time spent watching television, which is pretty incredible. 30% of online shoppers say that they are likely to buy direct from a social media network like Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter, or even Snapchat. Social media messenger sales have been massively outperforming email, and social media referral traffic to online stores has grown more than 100% in the past 2 years, more than growth in any other channel.
Okay, those are some powerful stats, and hopefully we've made a solid case for social commerce. So next, let's talk about the state of social commerce today. What does it really look like? The primary players in social commerce are Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. We'll touch on each of them quickly, starting with Instagram.
Facebook data says that 70% of shoppers look to Instagram for product discovery. I am definitely in that camp. Perhaps because of this, Instagram's roadmap has been taking on a decidedly strong shopping feel. The biggest development has been Instagram Checkout, which is a fully contained shopping experience within the Instagram app. It's currently only available to select brands like Nike and Kylie Cosmetics, but with Instagram Checkout, you can see a product that you like in the Instagram feed and then complete the entire purchase without ever even leaving Instagram.
This goes one step further than Instagram Shopping, another new feature that Instagram has come out with recently. Unlike Checkout, Instagram Shopping is available to businesses in over 70 countries, so long as you sell physical goods and have an Instagram business account. With Instagram Shopping, you can tag your images and stories with the products that are featured in your posts, and then your audience can go straight to your store to make the purchase with one tap.
A dear friend of mine has just hit the mark where she's able to have an Instagram Shopping and have the swipe up feature. And it has been so neat to see her entire journey and really growing from just a couple hundred followers to now over 10,000. It's really, really cool.
Wow.
For Facebook, they've already taken some really huge strides towards social commerce with Facebook paid shops and Messenger. First, let's talk about Facebook paid shops. Businesses can create an entire store within Facebook quite easily and smoothly now. To get started, make sure that your Facebook page has the shopping template selected, and then click the Shop tab on your page, then click Go to Commerce Manager. And here is where you complete a few sign-up steps and then upload your product catalog to your Facebook shop. There's a ton you can do from here, like add new products and update product information, sell directly from your page, manage orders and shipping, and run Facebook ads to promote these products.
The website Conversion XL has a neat case study on a brand that has experimented with a Facebook shop. The Watch Seller Movement added a selection of products from its catalog to Facebook. Now, within 90 days, approximately 60,000 users visited the store. These visitors converted at a 0.5% conversion rate, resulting in more than $15,000 in revenue.
It's incredible, all just for setting up a Facebook shop. All right, Pinterest also has some really powerful social commerce features for businesses, with new features coming out all the time. This is one we're really excited about. Buyable pins were released 4 years ago now in 2015 and had over 60 million buyable pins in its first 6 months. We've seen more and more commerce features since then. Most recently, Shop the Look, which highlights the items in a photo that are available for purchase, and Catalogs, which allow you to upload an entire product catalog to feature on Pinterest.
Isn't it interesting how Pinterest seems to be the one that quite often flies under the radar, but yet has some of these incredibly powerful features?
Absolutely.
Okay, next up, we want to share some specific ways that you can get started with social commerce. But first, let's take a short music break. Welcome back. So we've talked about the current state of social commerce, what it is and what it looks like on three of the biggest social commerce platforms. Expect to see a lot more features coming to Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest and more this next year. But now let's shift gears to talking about specific tips on how to make the most of the social commerce trend. Starting with number one, focus on your best, lowest cost products.
It makes sense that low-cost products might sell best on social media. You're capturing people at a certain place in their buyer journey where they're eager to buy, not eager to weigh the pros and cons of a major purchase. That's why we recommend using a strategic approach to what you list for sale on social media. If you start with your best products, you're selling the items that appeal to the widest audience and have been proven to resonate with your fans. If you sell your least expensive ones, you're reducing friction for shoppers even more.
Along with this, it's useful to know the larger themes with social commerce too. According to an eMarketer report, the most relevant verticals for social commerce are categories like apparel, luxury goods, beauty, and home decor. If you're in doubt about what to sell, then start with an experiment mindset. You don't need to put your entire catalog on social right away, especially since social commerce is still gaining traction and not all your audience are going to be primed to purchase. A Global Web Index study found that 21% of shoppers use social to make a purchase, and that's a number that we'd expect to rise quite a bit in 2020.
All right, our second tip is to get the right tools at your disposal. There are a ton of great options out there, but we want to highlight just a couple to give you a taste of what's really possible. First, there's a messaging tool called ManyChat, which allows you to combine Facebook Messenger and SMS campaigns. ManyChat and other tools like it can be great for collecting leads and converting them into buyers.
Similarly, another great social commerce tool is Jumper.ai. This tool comes with pre-built automated checkout chatbots, which integrate with all sorts of different tools and platforms. You can integrate it straight into Instagram to create a social commerce experience.
And along with third-party tools, there are new social commerce features coming to social networks all the time. We think it's really smart to continually try out these new features, both for their commerce potential and for the engagement boost you get from trying out new content on your accounts.
Speaking of driving engagement, one way to do that with social commerce is to partner with influencers and encourage your community to share your products. These two groups, influencers and community, can be very powerful for your commerce efforts, thanks to the way that networks like Instagram and Pinterest are set up. Many of their new features allow people to share your products on your behalf and still tie into the frictionless buying experience of a buyable pin or Instagram shopping.
That's a great tip. And keep in mind, when you're thinking of influencers, you don't have to think of the really giant ones. You can always go with micro influencers. And if you want to learn more on that, there's a previous episode that you can check out for The Science of Social Media, where we talk about micro influencers and their impact on social. All right. And then when it comes to seeing what's working with social commerce, we found there to be a couple great ways to really measure your strategy. The ultimate goal with social commerce is to guide customers to checkout. And you can do this in a number of ways. You can do this through great content, through two-way communication, and more. Ultimately, though, the best measurement of a social commerce strategy is in dollars and cents. So how many sales did you actually make?
And at the same time, as we talked about above, not all your audience may be ready to shop just yet. Social commerce is still a trend in the making, and not everyone is on board. So this opens up a variety of alternative measures for success. For instance, how many emails you capture. These emails can become important for starting a relationship with your customers and helping guide them back to your social accounts or your e-commerce website. You can also think about measurements like brand engagement and completion of certain steps before the conversion.
Thank you so much for tuning in to The Science of Social Media today. As always, we deeply appreciate your kind ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you'd ever like to get in touch with myself or Dave, we're always here for you on social at the hashtag Buffer Podcast. And you can also send us an email anytime at hello@buffer.com.
We have lots of great episodes lined up for you in the next couple of weeks. Looking forward to next Monday, everyone.